98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Absolutely thrilled now to be joined by our guest this morning. One of the funniest voices in Irish comedy. You've seen her on stage, screen, and all over your social media as well. Emma Doran, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to clap there, but then I was like, oh, I'm clapping
Let's
myself.
I'll clap myself.
Yeah. Emma, thank you so much for coming in to
Thanks
see
for
us.
Having me.
And a huge congratulations on your new show, Immaculate. What can people expect from it?
Immaculate, spelt with an E. It is all about family. I'm at that point now where I have my own family, but I'm kind of looking back at my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to explain. My mother is like a very traditional Irish woman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In the sense that she hates my dad, right? Happily married, but hates him. He's been in the house all day. So yeah, I'm kind of figuring out, oh, where did I come from and what's my family like? Because I have... Yeah. My own kids, my eldest is 22, my youngest is 10. I'm pure Elwyn. And I'm just trying to make a show out of it, basically, in a nutshell.
I always love to know what comes first, the name of the show or the content?
This time, actually, the content kind of came before.
Okay.
Behind the scenes, I actually knew what the show was going to be about. A lot of the times, mm-hmm. it is like, what jokes did I do this year?
Yeah.
And is there some sort of thread? But, and actually, Colm O'Regan, do you know the comedian Colm
O'Regan?
Yeah. He's great at coming up with names.
Yeah.
So I can't take credit for that. And it's nothing to do with Madonna either. And her...
Fair enough.
Yeah, because some people have said, oh, what about Madonna? Is it about Madonna?
No, like, now that you say it with the E, I'm like, immaculate. It's very clever.
Yeah.
I didn't come up
Looks
with that.
Looks great in the poster. Thanks,
Colm. Brilliant stuff. So you have loads of dates for...
You're like
50 shows.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that the most shows you've done as part
of
one show?
Which, you know, usually happens, or for me anyway, is that I've done the shows and then I've kind of added them on.
Yeah, fair.
You know, kind of just like, I'll add a couple more on. So this year they just kind of whacked a load of them at me at once. I think just for the crack, or just to see how I'd react or whatever. Just like,
how did you react to the 50 shows?
I could just say, But it is, in a way, like, you kind of know what you're doing with your weekends.
Yeah, you got a plan.
You know,
you're a busy lady.
Yeah, I have a calendar. Like, I use a calendar now. So,
wow. So adult.
I feel very adult. But no, it's great. Like, I mean, people think, oh God, it's like so many dates. You're off on your own. You're in your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're singing your songs. You're listening to your podcast.
Fab.
You know, it's just, I love alone time.
Yeah.
And then I meet everyone after the show.
Yeah. Be the crack.
So you kind of get the bit of the night out thing as well.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? I get all the gossip of like, well, my sister was meant to come and her fella said this.
And that's just more material for future shows for you.
Yeah, I love the local gossip. It's so good. Obviously, you're announcing your shows. You're also doing all of your social stuff. Do you like being able to do the stand-up and the social bits? Do they feel very different to you?
No, they feel the same. I suppose in Ireland, mm-hmm. we all mm-hmm. have to have little fingers and pies, don't mm-hmm. we? You can't be just one thing. Mm-hmm. But I kind of started the social media at the same time that I started stand-up.
Yeah.
So I've been doing them both for 12 years. So sometimes these people come in, they get the big viral hits and I'm like, what am I doing? But I thoroughly enjoy it. I think I'm at a stage now where I've been doing it for so long, both of them, that I just really enjoy them.
Yeah,
you know?
But your videos on TikTok are so funny.
Oh, thanks. But
yeah. Brilliant.
I think sometimes maybe when you start out, it's kind of like, oh, that one wasn't too good. I'm after putting that out there. And
you just keep going with it. And you're funny. So you're like, I just need to put this on a different platform.
It's just, look. I mean, for a life of a comedian, like, look, it's either will I make a video or will I clean the kitchen? And I'm like,
I'll make a video.
You know, you're at home doing your bits and your bobs a lot. So, I enjoy it.
And you're also doing Electric Picnic.
I'm doing Electric Picnic, yeah.
Yeah, that's just been announced in the last couple of days.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was being announced.
So what day will you be performing?
Because I'm doing a podcast with Dear Joe Kane as well, you see.
Brilliant.
So I'm there for the 2 days.
Fingers and many pies.
Yeah. So when you say to me what day, I'm like,
I don't know.
You're like, what gig are you talking about?
To be confirmed. Yeah. To me, I'm just like, I'm going down. I've got the camping sorted.
Yeah.
Happy days.
That'll be a brilliant weekend.
Because usually I don't, you see the comedians, you know, like the artists, the proper singers and the, like all those people.
Yeah.
They get like.
The pop stars.
Yes. Mm. They get like showers and yurts and stuff. And we are just left. We're lucky if we get a packet of crisps. So this year, because of the pod, I've got a yurt.
Oh, you're in a yurt?
Something.
Oh, I mean, I'm 41. Will be charged.
If I can't have a yurt at this stage,
Deserved.
So you'll be doing some comedy and podcast stuff, so people will have multiple chances to see you.
Fully immersed in the festival, because sometimes with festivals, because you know there's so many great ones on during the summer.
Yeah, like, of course.
Sometimes it does get to the point where you park the car and you get back in and drive straight home. You're like, I can't.
You're going to be there for the weekend. And where can people get tickets to see Immaculate?
Immaculate. My website, emmadorancomedy.com.
Brilliant.
Excellent stuff. Across Clontalk and Tala, Blanche, Dundrum, Balbriggan and everywhere else.
All the glamour spots.
All the glamour spots. Vicar Street as well, starting February 2026. February. Excellent stuff. Emma Doran, thank you for coming to see us.
Thanks so much. 98 FM. All day. Big breakfast.
Good morning to Grace, who's in Crumlin. And Grace says, my little win is I managed to run 10K last night.
Wow.
My furthest distance so far. Grace, that's amazing. I bought myself new runners and I swear,
did you, Brendan?
I feel like a 7-year-old, but I feel like they make me run faster.
That's good.
I'm not even joking. And Denise is in Stillorgan and says, good morning, my little win is I made the perfect boiled eggs this morning.
Very nice way to start the day. Matthew's been on with a little win as well.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that today is my Friday and I will be planning on taking my new car out for spin tomorrow. Hope you have a good day.
Beep, beep, Matthew,
indeed.
Very exciting. Yeah. Here's Cara.
My little one this morning is that our rescue pup that we've had for the last 2 weeks is finally willing to crawl into our laps and have a little cuddle.
Oh.
So, spend the morning cuddling our dog.
Enjoy all those snuggles, Cara.
And then fighting in the house over who the dog loves more.
Oh, yes. That always causes the friction. Mm. Here's Leanne.
My little win this morning is that I'm on my way to Wexford for a work conference, which means 2 nights in a hotel by myself, my own room, meals paid for, no kids. and I'm going to enjoy every bit of it.
Oh, Leanne, good for you.
And I love all, you know, like the little teas and coffees and mini biscuits in the room.
Yeah, the biscuits.
I just enjoy that.
I had a custard cream in one a while ago.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know. I've had one for ages. Yeah, very good. Here's Atanoke. Okay?
Morning, guys. My little one is that today is my husband's 50th birthday. So he's 50 today. So DJ, we want a party. All right, guys, have a nice day.
Oh, happy 50th to your husband.
Happy 50th.
And here's Orla's little win.
Morning, guys. My little win is I was away over the weekend with thanks to 98FM. I had a wonderful stay in Hotel Killarney. Thanks a million.
Orla, good for you.
Congrats. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to 98FM. And guys, thank you all so much for your little wins. We are sending you out a 98FM car freshener and a 98FM trolley key.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.